This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am, and I enjoy it. I'm Joe Bastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Do I need to go slower so you can write it down? 732-5563. All right. You know, I got Tom DelBacaro is going to join me after the break. He is a candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of California. And, you know, California, what's it got to do with me? I'm in Michigan. Well, it actually has a lot to do with you. Because the Republicans need to hold... I can't believe I'm saying this. The Republicans need to hold the Senate. They need to hold the House. And we need to get the presidency as well. All right? That's the only way things are going to change. But again, I said it 2 years ago. I know some of you are going to call me a hypocrite. I know you are. That unless we change leadership... nothing was going to change. And guess what? Nothing has changed. We're still in a world of hurt. Our boys won't stay. Our leaders, for lack of a better term, our leaders will not stand up to Obama and his gang, if you would. And they're just out of control. And until we grow a spine, this is how it's going to be, and it's wrong. And you guys in other states and other, you need to get off your butts. Some of you would do, look. Here's what I would say to you: if you're already doing this, what I'm going to say, then obviously this is not for you. But if you're one of those sitting around saying it doesn't matter, well, guess what? It does matter. I've seen city council votes go by 32 votes go to the wrong people. I've seen school board races by 17 votes go to the wrong person. That 17 people that were sitting at home, or 18 or 20 people that were sitting at home going, my vote won't make a difference. Yeah, guess what? It will. You know, 30 million evangelicals sat at home in the last election, or in the election where Mitt Romney was involved, because they didn't want to vote for a Mormon. They didn't want to vote for somebody who had the same basic values that they had. And because the guy talked about Jesus, all of a sudden, he was their man. So wrong on so many levels. We're going to talk a little bit. You know, the state of California has really gone off the deep end. Not that they haven't plenty of times before. But they're trying to restrict gun ownership, making it almost impossible for you to own a gun. All right? In the same token, they're trying, on the same side of that, they're going to try to basically make marijuana on demand. Anybody can buy marijuana for any reason, right? So the feds, yes, the feds have released a statistic showing the negative effects of legalization of marijuana in this country so far. Do I need to repeat myself? I mean, you guys really, 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 really don't get this. I mean, you 60s hippies, you 70s hippies like me, you think this is okay. You're so wrong. The feds put out a 170-page document about the effects of marijuana that it's had overall. And, you know, what it's done is, yeah, some people said it's devastated the illegal marijuana black market, and it may have, but it's kicked up all the other areas. Right? It picked up all the opium-based drugs. Marijuana's related traffic deaths have increased. You ready? In states where this has been legalized, okay, marijuana-related traffic deaths increased 32%, Almost 20% of all traffic deaths were marijuana related, compared to only 10 the year before. Doubled. In case you're a little slow. Marijuana-related emergency department visits are up almost 30%. Marijuana-related hospitalizations increased by almost 40%. Marijuana-related calls to the Poison Center in Colorado alone increased 72%. Come on, stay with me here. No, there's no harm. When you legalize marijuana, there's no harm. It's just recreational. It doesn't do anything to the system. Look at all the money it brings in. You know, isn't that funny how they talk about how many tax dollars it brings in? But what does it cost? What did it cost to handle the 32% increase in marijuana traffic-related deaths? Almost 20% of all traffic deaths are marijuana-related. Emergency room visits up almost 30%. Marijuana-related hospitalizations up almost 40%. A lot of these people are on welfare. They're on Medicare. They're on... Yeah, you know what? And you can beat me up about this. Go look it up. Do your own homework. Just don't talk out of the side of your mouth. In Colorado, homelessness has gone up. Dependency on government aid has gone up. Most of these people are on that. Poison Center calls are gone. They have to man the place. Somebody has to pay for it. The Division of Colorado Marijuana... based to other states who do not have legalized marijuana, is 25% higher. Marijuana, Colorado teenagers now rank number 3 in the nation for marijuana use. Okay? Colorado college age groups now rank number 2 in the nation for marijuana use. That's 54% higher than the national average. So when you tell a teen it's okay, you're taking all the stigma off it. It's not okay. If you need it for medical reasons, there are other ways to get it other than smoking, because that's bad for your lungs too. But you guys, again, you hardcore lefties just want to make these blanket statements. Hey, it didn't hurt me. The dope you're smoking today is nothing like the dope that you and I were smoking in high school. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Look, I grew up in the 70s, right? I don't want to hear about you, you goody two-shoes who say you didn't do anything wrong because, you know, that bolt of lightning is going to hit you soon. Anyway, Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to be talking about a lot of what's going on here in California. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You are the famous Robert Van
Hoss. We are back.
We're listening.
Yeah, sit down. No dancing on this show. Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, check out the website, therealside.com. You get stations, times, and you can pick up our classic podcast because we have no old podcasts on this show. They're all classics. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also, there's a little box on the right-hand side up on the top. It's a white box. You don't see many letters about being a racist. It's a white box. And what you want, it's the only white box on the page. So what you want to do is you want to give me your email address. And every week I send out an email to let you know who's going to be on the show, what topics we're going to discuss. And yes, I do hawk my wares, as they say. But you can ignore them. Everybody else does. Why shouldn't you? But at least it would give you some information. I want to bring my guest on. I don't want to waste his time. I love when he's on the show with me. Tom DelBaccaro is a candidate for U.S. Senate here in the state. I want to rename the state to the state of fruit and nuts, but I know you won't like that because you love California. For the state of California, Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much. You can name it, though, the state of increasingly less fruits and nuts because they are killing farming in this state. That is their stated goal in many respects. So that'll go a long way.
Oh, hey, and don't we, quote-unquote, export the most fruit and nuts of any other state? You know what I'm saying?
We should be doing more.
So, hey, one of the reasons I reached out to you, now I know your campaign is a larger campaign than this, but you know, California, the loons in the legislature up in California tried to pass a bunch of gun laws, or did pass a bunch of gun laws, and when you look at some of these gun laws, when you look at what they're trying to do, I mean, these guys, now they would just slap Kamala Harris, I want to call her your opponent, but I got to tell you, Tom, I don't think she's much of an opponent. I mean, and from what I've read about her, she needs some real help, if you know what I'm saying. But she just got slapped down by the Ninth Circuit Court. It's got to be the most loony court we have.
She's a complete overreach. She's the Eric Holder of California. She does things for political reasons. She got slapped down by the court. Excuse me, because she wanted to force these nonprofits to disclose their donors.
Yep.
And even the Ninth Circuit Court said you had no right to overreach like that. That might be our word of the day. To overreach like that, like the overreach on the gun laws and the overreach by Obama. So she got slapped down, no question about it.
Now, you've been watching her carefully. Is she the type to do what the Obama administration does, which is find another way around or just totally ignore the ruling?
Yes.
Okay. I figured that was coming. Yeah, it was just amazing. Now this new set of gun laws that the state is trying to push down our throats. I mean, crazy things like you're going to have to get, you're going to have to go through a background check every time you buy ammunition. I mean, I know there's a fight going on up there. Go ahead.
It is. Now, keep in mind, the left view on guns, most of them don't own guns, although they have bodyguards, some of them. And so they can't really imagine law-abiding as citizens with guns because they don't know very few. And they watch TV and they say, oh, there's a gun crime, therefore let's take away the gun. What they don't understand is that there's a whole community of law-abiding citizens who don't participate in such problems, and that the laws that they are passing don't in general affect the criminal. So take a look at the difference between Chicago and New York. In Chicago, they concentrate on the gun, not the criminal. Crime continues to go up. Gun violence goes up because the criminals have guns. In New York, they concentrated on the criminal activity. Criminal activity dropped off, and when you have a reduction in criminal activity, you have a reduction in gun violence. That's the correct thing to do. Making it harder for law-abiding citizens with guns doesn't change anything. So let's take a perfect example of this. They want a law that says if you make your own gun, they want you to register the serial number for that. Now, what criminal is going to do that?
Now, Tom, really, I mean, aren't you being a little negative here? I mean, really, seriously, when the criminals figure out that if they would just abide by the law, their life would be a lot easier, I'm sure you're going to see the masses. Never mind.
Yeah. So it's just insanity. Who is this design? This is, I think you said it earlier in the show, or offline. It'll just make people feel happy that they passed a law. But it doesn't have any real practical effect. Downside effect is to further restrict gun ownership. And last I checked, the Constitution said, shall not be infringed. It didn't say, shall not be infringed except for by the states.
And listen, I have always been amazed, and not just in the state of California, but all across the country, I've always been amazed by the far left legislators that really think it's all about the gun. But it seems to be all about the gun because, you know, you've got people that are killed by cars and knives and baseball bats. And, you know, you see and I realize it's a different number, but it's still a weapon of killing. And they don't do anything about that. They don't pull it all together. And again,
use it as a wedge issue. That's all this is about.
Well, but look at what just recently happened here. Well, it's going to happen countrywide. You can't call them felons or ex-felons, right? What are you going to call them now? Previously incarcerated?
involved in the judicial system, people.
Oh, God. We've lost our mind. I mean, I hear a flushing sound every time I hear the president talk.
You know, I passed on my recent trip up the coast, my campaign swing, I passed something called a men's colony. And I was wondering who goes to the bathroom where.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, in Georgia back in the 40s and 50s, a men's colony was, you know, a chain gang. So I don't know where these people, somebody's going to figure that out one of these days and go, oh, wait, we can't call it that anymore. It's really getting nuts. And again, you know, you're going to have to go through a background check for the bullets. They're talking about.
If you want to talk about whether they're figuring stuff out, keep in mind that they want to remove symbols of the Confederacy because the Confederacy backed slavery. Then they better remove the name Democrat because it was the Democrat Party that backed slavery. How do you think that'll go over?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. When I watch some of these interviews on TV, and even my wife and I have been doing some voter registration, I am amazed at the ignorance. Actually, I'm going to say I'm amazed at the bad job the Republicans and conservatives have done of getting the message out that we have been the party for the people and not the Democrats. They have no clue as to who backed slavery. They have no clue as to who is for or against abortion. They really don't when push comes to shove. Again, and I know, hopefully you don't blame just the education system, because I blame parents and the education system. You know, Tom, I know I talk too much, so we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the dope deal that California is about getting ready to do, and then we're going to talk about your race, because I got to tell you something. You're up against Kamala Harris, and the only thing that she's got going for her is Dems not paying attention. That's it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, because we got a lot more coming up here in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOIN. Hey, this guy's a conservative now. And when I say this guy, only you guys 50 and older will know who I'm talking about. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I'm going to get right back to my guest. I don't want to waste his time. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate here in the state of California. Tom DelBaccaro joins me today. And, Tom, again, thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me on, TomDell.com. People can help me out. I need to finish in the top two.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the other thing, people. I know, you know, the show is syndicated across the country, but if you want somebody in office, you want to send somebody to Washington, you don't have to just contribute to people in your state, you know. You can help other states. You can help the rest of us get real, real Republicans, real conservatives, people who really care about this country into office. And one way you can do that, and look at, I know some of you have written me before and said, I feel bad when I can't give. You can give something. Give up a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Send him the $5. That, I don't know, what is Starbucks coffee now? $10.50 a cup or something like that? Because I don't drink there. So I don't know.
A little large, but it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on, Tom, too. And, you know, I was one of the things we were talking about the gun laws in the last segment, and I'm just I really am I shouldn't be amazed, but I really am amazed at the legislators that we have here in California that think guns hold no value whatsoever. But now they want to take the next step, and they pretty want to make dope on demand, so to speak. So I'm thinking that if they really want to make this work, maybe they could do a dope deal, so to speak, right? Trade your guns for dope. We'll give you a bag of dope, a dime bag of dope, or something for. For every handgun you turn in, I don't know how that would work. But really, are these people serious on the dope thing?
Well, look, this is one of those, this is a wedge issue for them. They think they can cement the younger generation. And there's real problems now. There's health problems, there's the crime problems. And what's really happened with marijuana is that by effectively making it legal, you know, in California, you don't even need a doctor. You can just go into the dispensary and say, I'm stressed out. Effectively, this is true.
Yes,
you're
right.
We've collapsed the illegal marijuana market. Some people would say, that's great. Now there's no crime related to that. Well, criminals being what they are, they don't go out and get an MBA when they don't have illegal trade to do. So now the trade in methamphetamines and heroin are way up. Interdictions along the southern border, heroin up 300%, methamphetamines up 500%.
Wow.
And so now that is becoming the drug of choice. So the libertarian argument is make it legal, collapse the market, there'll be no problems. But the use of marijuana is way up. Now the use of opioids and heroin are going up, and same for methamphetamines. So this is one of those things that defies simple ideology. You have to look at this as a practical measure. Simply legalist, one of the things I disagree with Milton Friedman on, simply making it legal is not an option.
No, because when you look at what's happened, just take Colorado in and of itself. Let's not talk about any of the other states, but stay with Colorado for a minute. They have seen, homelessness go up. I think it was 61% last time I looked. They saw a 40% rise in crime related to marijuana and drugs. You've got more people on state aid, more people on Medicare, and more. It makes no sense. You have people actually moving to Colorado so they can get into the whole dope scene, if you would. And what do they get out of it? I think last time I checked, it was $60 million or so in tax revenue, because there's two. They have it broken down two ways. One is, you know, the medical marijuana, and then they have the what do you want to call it, recreational marijuana. I don't know what that means. You go play baseball and smoke a joint. I don't get it, but it didn't. It brought more money into the state, but I think once you sit back after about 5 years, 6 years of doing this, and you see how much it's costing the state, for medical attention and the crime rate, I think it's going to show that it's costing the state a lot more to do this than they originally anticipated.
Yeah, because, you know, the study of economics, which, you know, I'm an economist of sorts, isn't just to focus on the immediate effect of what you do. It is all the other effects. So when you raise the minimum wage, it helps a few people, and then it results in the unemployment of people. They never focus on who gets unemployed. By doing this, you have to focus on the collateral effects. That's what good public policy is all about.
But talk, you know, I'm looking at a stat right now that showed that in the state of Colorado, they were actually every year after year, having a decline in crime. They were having a decline in violent crime and such. And the very year after, violent crime over doubled, and it's still on the rise.
Because here's what happens. When you get someone involved in drugs, they don't make as much money as before they were involved in drugs, either because they lose their job immediately or lose it over time. And then when you're on drugs, you want to stay on drugs. That's what addiction's about.
Right.
And if you don't have a job, you wind up in crime. And so the collateral crime around legalizing drugs has to be noticed, and so Californians should not run off and do this.
But what, you know, where do our legislators stand on this? As far as, you know, again, you said it was a wedge issue, but the reality is, do they really just not care about these statistics and seeing the realities of what takes place when you do this?
Yes. Nor do they care about long-term dependence on government, because
that plays in their corner. But go ahead.
Well, yes,
right.
Exactly. It gets people to, like Nancy Pelosi said, it proves that government's working when people are on unemployment. That's what Pelosi said.
Oh, God.
I wrote an article in Forbes, I want to say 2-3 years ago, when I talked about FDR. Now, he had policies I disagreed with, but he actually wanted people to have jobs.
Right.
Now, they don't want people to have the jobs. They want people to be involved with government and assistance because that produces jobs for them and power.
Yeah, it's you know, you're up against the battle, even though we have the majority in the Senate, and I believe we'll keep it. I don't care. I'm not one of those guys who believes that because Trump is going to be on the ticket that we're going to lose the Senate and the House. I don't buy that for a second. I think we're being fed a line, frankly. But even when you get there, because I'm going on the positive here, so even when you get there, I mean, the reality is this. First of all, how is your race doing right now? How are you looking in the polls? How are you looking overall?
Well, I'm the only Republican with a get out the vote effort, and I'm the one who's on talk radio the most. So, I think I'm going to be the lead Republican. The only question is, do we finish in the top two? I think that's an open question, which is why I need to get people behind me and help me at TomDell.com.
Yeah, I don't know if people understand the fact that we have an open primary in California, which I was totally against. I don't know where you stood on it, but I was...
No, what do you mean? You don't know where I was vociferous against the idiocy of collapsing all the parties into a single primary, killing off third parties. There's no third party that makes it to the fall ballot. Causing confusion, 34 people on the same ballot.
That's all?
So... Yeah. So.
Oh God.
What did I think of it?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know how to poke. So anyway, but the thing behind it is this. It's like even my buddies and the Republicans go, well, this is a good thing. No, it's not a good thing. If most of the areas have been carved out for Democrats, in your race, you've got what, Loretta Sanchez, right? And
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. It could be those two if we don't pay attention to what we're doing.
It creates a permanent minority among Republicans. Because in most of the, there's many legislative districts where just dem on dem. And then the Republicans either move or don't vote at all. And yes, they have been moving out of those districts. Where do you live? Santa Clarita?
Yeah.
You know why Santa Clarita exists? People escaping LA. You know why Riverside became Republican? People escaping Riverside. You know why it's becoming less Republican? Because people are escaping the country. Because red is becoming more red states and blue more blue.
Yep.
Because of policies. And Prop 14 is only exacerbating this. And so we need to get someone in the top two.
Yep.
So that if you want someone, a choice this fall, please help me at TomDell.com.
Yeah, and not just if you're in the state and you can vote, great, that's wonderful. Vote for Tom. Tell you, and this is what I tell you guys all the time: don't just hold it to yourself. Tell your neighbors, tell the people around you, tell the people at church, synagogue, wherever you go, who you're voting for and why. Because I'm amazed at the ignorance. Forgive me, I'm a churchgoer too, but I'm amazed at the ignorance in the churches. Seriously, just amazing to me.
Well, yeah, and bigger government's a big enemy of free exercise of religion.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church found out when it had to sue, literally had to sue, to allow them to give charity without government.
I know, it's just amazing. Hey, you got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second because I do believe in capitalism and I do want to pay for the show. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Be back in a minute with Tom Del Beccaro. Don't go far. Got a lot more we're going to talk about after the break.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If you want to know what station is, times, you can grab the show, head up to the website, and you see the Listen Live button under that as a station list. Because in case you can't listen now and you want to catch it later on, it'll give you a list of stations and the times they broadcast the show. Or you can go pick up our classic podcast. Nothing old on this show except for me. Everything else is a classic, I got to tell you. And also, you know what? We have 9 writers on the website. So head over there, check out the writers, check out the stories, let them know what you agree with or don't agree with, and what you care about, what you don't care about, whether you think they're doing a good job or not. It always helps us stay on our toes. I want to get right back to my guest. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of California. Tom DelVaccaro joins me today. And again, Tom, thanks for taking time to be with me today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on pre-election.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, though, my heart goes out to guys like you, too, because you were fighting, in California especially, you're fighting an uphill battle because we are ruled by Democrats. We are mostly Democrat here, and you know, I live in a little bastion of Republicanism, and even we're losing that on a regular basis because people are not registering as Republicans. A lot of people in the state register, or a lot in our area register, to decline the state. But we do a lousy job of getting our message out. We do a lousy job of letting people know what we do out there on a regular basis. Do you agree or disagree with that?
That's the most understated thing on earth. I just penned an op-ed related to one lesson that Trump should, that Republicans should have known before Trump came along. Republicans sit there in Washington and argue with the press and the Democrats that they don't engage the American people like Reagan did, like Giuliani did in New York, and like Trump is doing. Trump is completely ignoring the normal channels, the traditional channels. He goes directly to people and invigorates them. Republicans should have been doing this all along.
Oh, no question. And you know what? What I love is the other guys that have since dropped out were complaining about how much time the press was giving him. And I'm saying to myself, why don't you shut up and pick up on what he see? What scares me about the guys that dropped out is they weren't smart enough to pick up on what he was doing. And instead of complaining like they were complaining to mommy, they should have picked up on it and ran with it. They didn't do any of that. So anyhow, the next president, one way or the other, I'm hoping and believing that when a guy like you gets in there, you can stop him or her. Hopefully it's not a her, from overreach. We've got a president now that totally ignores it. I just wrote my op-ed piece and got beat up over it because I said the president must have some mental issues. You don't have to comment on that. If he goes to the Supreme Court, he was kicked in the belly on forcing states or threatening states with money about a year ago, and he does it again. He does exactly the same thing. So apparently he doesn't care. He doesn't understand what overreach is. What's your thoughts on this?
Look, he's a pure ideologue. You can't look the last 8 years and not think that. He's never worked out something with Congress. He's wound up in court countless times and lost 9-0 votes because he doesn't work with Congress. He wants things his way, and when he doesn't get it, what does he do? Executive order. and that's all he does.
And he won't. And you're right. He won't work. He wouldn't even work with his own group. At one point in time, he wouldn't even work with the Dems. He would tell them, "Go make this happen." Period. I don't care what you have to say.
And just think about it. So think of Obamacare. So all the times it's wound up in court, or think of the lawsuits related to the sisters, the little sisters of the poor, whatever, instead of going to Congress after the Supreme Court or other courts say this is a problem and working out a fix and then getting it passed, he just continues to push through the court issue or executive order.
Yeah.
The next president hopefully will not do that sort of thing.
So the I want to come back to there's a lot that needs to be fixed when a new president gets in. And yes, I hope it's President Trump, obviously. But there's going to be a lot that's going to have to be unwound and fixed. Can you really, and I don't believe you're one of these guys, you just can't go in there and vote to repeal Obamacare. There's too many tentacles. There's too many things going on. What would you do to help fix that or make?
Well, you make a good point. Because it's not one of those things you can say, billboards should be bigger, therefore let's pass a law and allow people to make bigger billboards. Because the government has been so entwined in healthcare for so many years and corporate welfare related to the big insurance companies. So effectively what you would do is have to pass a replacement and say 6 months from now, here's what the new rules would be. And we have to disengage government from doing certain things. Right now, government mandates what each person's coverage should be. So here I am, a 54-year-old single man with maternity coverage. I don't plan on being pregnant anytime soon. I think it's ludicrous. So we should do a number of things. Of course, they should be able to sell across state lines. A lot of people don't know that prior to Obamacare, insurance companies could only sell within California or within Arizona, which made no sense because if you combine the two, you create a greater pool and lower premiums.
That's right.
That should be allowed. Insurance companies should be allowed to insure families for life instead of just individuals. Why should it matter whether a person's 26, 27, 28, or 10 with respect to a family? Insurance companies need to be involved longer term with families so that they can help them with their health, as opposed to kicking them off at any one period of time. We also need to, businesses traditionally have provided health insurance as part of an employment package, right?
Right, we did it.
So that gives an advantage to them over the individuals seeking that in the market. They need to be put on an even playing field. If a business has a tax deduction for premiums, the person who doesn't have health care through a business should get that same tax deduction and make it easier. That way, by the way, healthcare could become more portable because you wouldn't, quote, lose your insurance at that point because you didn't have the money or the ability to do that. I'm not saying it would guarantee you could take it with you, but it would make it much easier. There's a series of things you could do like that, health savings account, or better overall would be my flat tax plan, which you can read at TomDell.com. But you need to set the new rules and say 6 months from now, this is what the new rules would be. And the Republicans, one of the biggest failures of the last decade has been their refusal to address this in a concerted manner long before it got to this.
Yeah, I'm concerned about another thing. I don't know, you and I haven't talked about this. I don't know if you agree with me or not. But the Paul Ryan, our wonderful speaker, some of the things he said, some of the things he's done, and we've only got about 3 minutes left, but some of the things he said and some of the things he's done, I kind of feel like we're moving in to a new, he's the first wave of a new progressive type of Republican. Am I just drinking too much, or what's the deal?
There's reasons to be concerned. After all, their last 7 years of spending bills have come out of a Republican Congress. So they've always said, let us get a Republican president and we'll fix things. Okay, they may be able to get one. What they need to do is pass some reforms right now, like VA reform and tax reform, visa reform, and say, President, you either like this, pass this, and if you don't, we'll pass it when you're gone and tell the nation that the president's against reform and we're for saving you money and making you safer. That'll help them get elected in the fall. That's what they need to do. And that's the kind of senator I would be, was suggesting those things. And if you go to my website at TomDell.com, I have the most detailed plans, whether it's on the Second Amendment, whether it's on immigration, whether it's on foreign policy, my tax program, and my comprehensive water plan for the state. I'm very specific, and I hope people will go there and support me and put me in the top two.
Well, you know, and it's what I've been telling people. Stop complaining about the way the government's running. I mean, there's some of us that do have a few extra bucks. I'm not talking about big bucks, but a few extra bucks to give to candidates in other areas, in other states. Also, everybody's got a friend or a relative in California. Yours is a statewide race. So if you've got a friend or relative in California, tell them about Tom. Tell them, you know, I put these podcasts up about an hour after the show's over, so you can go grab the show. You can hear what Tom had to say, too, and send your relatives and loved ones there.
Go to my website, TomDell.com, and you'll see the videos from the debates. And if that won't shock you into, the Democrats are awful.
My attitude is, then don't vote. If you don't see who you need to vote for, then just stay home, okay? And that's coming from Joe, not Tom. Anyway, Tom, again, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And I, you know, keep up the good work. Keep plugging away. I know this is tough. I mean, you're doing a statewide race, which is a lot tougher than anything I've been involved with.
I'm in my office today, Joe. I haven't seen it in over 10 days. My name's still on the door. I feel good.
That's a good. Well, yeah, and they still let you in, and your card still worked to get in the building. So you figure you're on a positive stretch there. But again, Tom, one more time, tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can support you.
TomDell.com, TomDell.com. Sign up to volunteer. Help us out with some money.
If you can't find TomDell.com, please rip up your voter card. And that's coming from me, not from Tom. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for being with me.
All right. Thanks so much.
That was Tom Del Vaccaro. I've known Tom for years, and he and I have not always been on the same page on issues. But I look at my choices, and no, this is not voting for the least of the two evils, or the three, or the, as he told you, the 32. 32 people on the ballot here in California for Senate. Because the geniuses here decided having that many people on the ballot was worth it. It's not people. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We will be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.